Well, as I've often said, Bob Ferguson is the most dangerous politician I've ever covered in 26 years on the air, because the highest legal office in the state, justice, is supposed to be blind, but with Bob Ferguson, he uses it as an attack machine against the people with whom he disagrees and a protection racket for the people that he's aligned with politically. Tim Iman has been in Bob Ferguson's crosshairs probably more than any other human being, and Bob Ferguson's not done. He's coming after Tim Iman yet again. Tim Iman joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Tim, good to talk to you this afternoon.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on, man.
Okay, so last I heard, and I believe it was the last time we talked, you were paying the state of Washington, what was it, $10,000 a month to make up for legal fees? Is that right?
Correct. And I'm down in my personal account down to $29,000 is what I've got in the bank. And so well before there was a $2.6 million fine and now a $2.8 million attorney's fees thing that he's coming after me with, I'm looking at $29,000 and just going, this is just gratuitous. I mean, man, you've already taken everything that I've ever had over the last 8.5 years. I don't know what he's doing other than just getting headlines at the taxpayer's expense.
Well, and so he says this is because, as I understand it, he said that you dragged your feet as he was coming after you for your initiatives that you'd been waging against the state. And he said because of your cost-inflating, frivolous, obstructive, and defiant litigation tactics, he is going to come after you for this nearly $3 million in attorney fees. So what do you say to that?
He's basically saying, if Iman had just not defended himself for the last 8.5 years, it wouldn't have been so expensive. And that's absolutely true. If I had put up no defense, not tried to be able to highlight all the fatal flaws in the lawsuit every step of the way, but it was a siege over the last 8.5 years. We were getting hit with so many motions, so many requests for information. No matter how much we gave them, it was never enough. It was just this onslaught siege throughout the process. And my attorney said, it's critically important we put up a vigorous defense. If you don't defend yourself, you're not able to stand up to that kind of siege. And it's nothing short of a miracle I was able to make it through this siege effort over the last 8.5 years, and it completely wiped me out. It's taken everything I've ever had and ever earned in my entire life. It's all gone now, and he's basically saying, well, the $2.6 million fine the judge imposed on you just isn't enough. I'm going to ask for $2.8 million. Why not make it $28 million? It doesn't matter. You've already taken everything I've ever had. I'm just so fortunate that there's people willing to help me be able to fund an appeal on this, because very clearly these are excessive fines, well in violation of constitutional rights, okay. And the restrictions on First Amendment is just crazy. So I'm just working very hard to raise money for a legal defense so that we can actually appeal this thing, because it is so unjust and so
unfair.
Okay,
and what he said was that there were financial problems with how you ran your campaigns, that you took money for personal funding and your personal accounts. So that's just in case people don't know the story. Those are the accusations, and he prevailed in court despite your vigorous defense.
It was literally, and you really need to highlight this point. For the last 8 years, I was under siege. For 8 years, I asked people, please give money to my legal defense fund. Give money to me so that I can legally defend myself. The money that I raised from people who voluntarily chose to mail it to me, he was able to get this judge to declare that all that money was actually campaign contributions that weren't reported. And so, therefore, money that people voluntarily gave me to defend myself, he's furious about it and is able to impose a fine on me for not filing reports on campaign contributions that weren't right. Campaign contributions. They were made payable to Tim Iman Legal Defense Fund or Tim Iman. We even put witnesses on the stand who said, we gave him money. This wasn't a campaign contribution. This was to help him survive this lawsuit. The judge went along with it and said, nope, those are campaign contributions, and therefore I'm subject to a $2.6 million fine.
Here's what I want people to understand, because, you know, as you and I talk about all the time, I agree with a lot of your initiatives. I don't agree with some. I like somebody who's trying to keep taxes down in the state, because it's very important that we have some measure of balance, and that's something you have done. But here's what Bob Ferguson did. He had seven attorney general office lawyers. Yeah. They spent nearly 10,000 hours just on you. Mm-hmm. They billed somewhere between $123 to $408 an hour. And this is what I want everybody to understand, that if a thuggish government decides, for whatever reason, and honestly, Tim, I don't know the merits of Bob Ferguson's case against you. I haven't gotten deep into the weeds on it. I know what you've said. I know what Bob Ferguson tells, you know, the Seattle Times. But if the state of Washington wants to destroy somebody, they have unlimited resources to do that. And I think that everybody who's listening needs to be aware of that, because this is not what government is supposed to do to people just because they don't like that you were keeping tax revenues from going to Olympia.
Well, and he didn't stop with me. I think he learned over 8.5 years that I've got kind of a dinosaur skin. So he went after my wife. He went after my kids. He went after my supporters. He forced them to sit through 4-hour depositions trying to get them to say that money they voluntarily sent to me was actually a campaign contribution. They, of course, said, of course it's not a campaign contribution. I know the difference between a campaign and helping somebody personally. When I wrote a check to the $30 Tabs Initiative, I knew I was giving to a campaign. When I wrote a check to Tim Iman Legal Defense Fund, I knew that my money was going to be used to defend Tim Iman. That is not a campaign contribution. They have taken the definition of basic things under the statute and twisted it in such a way to make it sound like I basically took everybody's money.
Okay.
These are all thousands of really nice people that took pity on me.
Okay,
that
understood.
Donated to, basically I got to do it.
I'm almost out of time here.
They went to timdefense.com and they donated to my legal defense fund so I could fight back. Now I'm asking people to do it so that I can appeal this absurd ruling.
Okay. Last thing, because we're very short on time here.
Sure.
So you have $29,000 left. You filed for bankruptcy a year or two ago, didn't you?
2.5 years ago, I've earned no money. All the money that I've raised has just gone to my legal defense. So I barely scraped myself over the finish line just to get the rulings.
So what happens in 3 months when the $29,000's gone?
Well, that's what they call default, and that's when they take your house. They take the last of your money, but of course, all that money would already be gone. They get into garnishment. They get into all sorts of stuff. They basically make it impossible for you to earn a living. But I am 1,000% committed to continuing to do the political work that I do, because I really am committed to it. I don't want to give this son of a gun the satisfaction of destroying me and stopping me from fighting. And we actually have a victory to announce today. There was a bill that we're going to take away those tax advisory votes. For the last 3 months, we've been pounding legislators with it. We found out that the bill died this legislative session, and I just feel really good that despite this siege thing hitting me, we still managed to continue to be effective, and now we're pushing this no-income tax in the event that they pass their income tax this session.
Yeah, well, hopefully the courts will flip that, since they're determined to do it illegally, unconstitutionally. All right, Tim.
Let's just say I don't have a tremendous amount of faith in the same justices that said we were confused by $30 tabs, they're going to somehow not rule that this is a perfectly fine tax that they've imposed. So I think it's going to take a vote of the people in order to overturn that, and an initiative is clearly the way to do that. I feel very enthusiastic about why our services are needed, but at the end of the day, Bob Ferguson chose me not because of anything that's ever been done as far as reporting. It's because we've been effective at fighting for the taxpayers, and essentially what Glenn Morgan called it, my original sin was the initiative saved our taxpayers $46.9 billion. That's what really spurred this thing in the first place. I fought like heck for 8 years
to
survive this thing. Now I just got to fight for an appeal.
I got to go.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Okay, Tim, keep me posted, okay?
Thank you very much. It's timdefense.com. I'm hopeful people will help me get this thing appealed. Thank you for your time, sir.
Okay, see ya. Tim Ivan joining us. Bob Ferguson now. $5.4 million in judgments against Tim Ivan. Your thoughts, you can text me at 9897.3. That's 9897.3. Lots more to come here on the Dory Monson Show.